Martin and Sito of Wonderboom.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Always awesome to have bands in studio, but noch all when they're live, and I see guitars there. So I'm looking forward to what's coming. But I've kind of told David, who's younger and more funky than me, to like run with us. Go for it, David.
Well, guys, I just got a couple questions for you. I hope you don't mind answering them.
Please, that's why we're here. Let's talk.
Wonderful. So where exactly does the name Wonderboom come from?
The name came from a sign pointing to a town just outside Kruenstadt, going along the N1 as we were coming back from tour with a very terrible name. We had made a hybrid of two names because we had fused two bands, and we called ourselves the Electric Pedal Groove Machine. So a month later we voted, and amongst many names that we had to choose from, Wonderboom one.
Okay.
Just as well you weren't driving past BC Sport or Victoria West.
Well, yeah, now in December on tour, we posted a picture of us standing by the sign where the name comes from highway. We were on our way back from tour. We do it traditionally every year.
The pilgrimage
to the Cape and back. We had a shot of the sign, and someone actually said, lucky you didn't pass the Rietvallei.
We didn't call ourselves Rietfontein, which is the next time.
Making a statement, that is for sure.
No, that's a real nice statement. Another question I actually have for you, who are your musical inspirations? Where do you like drag inspiration from?
Between the four of us, it's wide and varied.
Very eclectic,
Very eclectic from all eras. We all grew up with all kinds of music. But where I could safely say that we all kind of meet is kind of an alternative rock space, if you like.
Oh, okay.
Even though we're all really into that kind of stuff, Wonderboom's still maybe a little bit more on the poppy side of that.
Sure.
But that is where we draw a lot of inspiration from is really alternative music. Cedar and myself, to tell the truth, actually hate pop music.
Well, let's just like to judge a book by its cover. We're not stereotyping here at all, but you don't look like pop people at all.
Thank you. The security guard when we came in. The security guard looked at us and he's like, "You play that da 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 music." We're like, "Yeah, you can tell just by looking at us."
There you go. So when the band started as the Eight-Legged Groove Machine, did you see it taking off the way it has right now? Did you anticipate this level of recognition? You know, winning Best Rock Album and performing in Europe and Asia.
We had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're that young, that was like 26 years ago when we started Eight-Legged Groove Machine. When you're young, you're full of confidence, and you're not tainted, you know, there's no inhibitions, and you are ready to rock the world. So, in a way, yeah. Okay. But it's taken us a while to get there.
Okay, so just the grind, eh, basically, putting it in day in.
Yeah.
And I think looking back on any career that anyone has, as you look back and older, you're like, wow, I really didn't know what I was doing there at the beginning, you know? Mm-hmm. Even maybe you've been through varsity and whatever, as an attorney or a doctor or whatever, you probably look back on your first few years and going, glad I didn't kill anyone. same as us. We thought we knew what we were doing in terms of recording and writing songs and that, but looking back, I had no idea.
Yeah,
it just turned out
that. Then what we know now.
So, like, with 23, almost 24 years after your founding, do you find that you have the same level of energy as you had back in 1996?
I have more, personally.
Yeah?
I would say it's about the same. This career of ours has kept us in this mad, timeless bubble, so.
All right, cool. And just so we can find you, where can we find you on social media? What music platforms are you on, and what upcoming gigs you have?
Cool. We've got a great gig coming up on Saturday. We're playing at Winston's Pub in Fairlands. It'll be our first gig of the year in Joburg.
So we've decided to make it free as well.
Yeah, it's a free entrance. So if you're in the neighborhood, come and check it out. Yeah.
Especially Magen.
Otherwise, you can see us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. We've got a lovely website with all of our gigs and info and new videos and things like that. We're busy recording a new album. We've just released a new single called Voodoo Doll. But today we're going to perform another song, one of our up-and-coming songs as well.
Wonderful. So you can catch Wonderboom at Winston's Pub in Fairlands. Free entrance. So please, guys, check them out.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
cool.
you.
Play it away, guys.
This is a song called Rabbit Hole.
Ooh,
what's really going on with me? Oh, so hard to see. Hollywood for the trees. Oh, what a fantasy. It's really part of life, you see. No need to figure out the seeds. Or how we came to be. So you wanna know what makes me cry? What keeps me up at night? At my chest, breathing far, how far we go,
how far we go.
A penny for my thoughts, well, you got the nerve to fall into the great unknown that we don't know.
How far we go,
how far we go,
how far we go,
down the rabbit hole. What goes on behind the scenes? Trembling through my memories. All those things you should see. Oh, 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 follow me. Let's get lost in fantasy. Take my hand, don't look down, it's still me. This is all you have to see. At my chest, breathing far, how far we go,
how far we go.
A penny for my thoughts, so you got the nerve to fall into the great unknown that we don't know.
How far we go,
how far we go,
how far we go.
Tell the rabbit. Down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole.
Guys, that was absolutely awesome. Really awesome. There's an immediacy of sitting right next to you hearing you play this. And who expected that little like thing happening with a guitar in the middle? That was pretty awesome.
No, I didn't expect it.
really awesome. Listen, good luck. Hope it's a great year for you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to come into 101.9 Chai FM. We really do appreciate it.
Cool.
It's 5 o'clock. We're going to take news with David.